So Joe Kent, a top counterterrorism official in the Trump administration, resigns in protest, writes a letter smashing Trump and saying that basically the Trump administration is run by Israel and that Iran posed no real threat to the United States of America. He's right. He's right. He resigned. God bless him. Amazing courage. And this will be the beginning of many resignations yet to come. Why? Because the Trump administration is spiraling. Trump himself is imploding. He's lost his mind. He's delusional. He's arrogant. He's sometimes incomprehensible. I mean, 25th Amendment comes to mind. Trump is beginning to look a lot like Joe Biden right now in terms of his loss of mental faculties, but his judgment is just completely destroyed, and he's totally run by Israel. That's obvious at this point. He's abandoned his own support base. He's abandoned MAGA. MAGA is nothing but roadkill. Now it's dead and gone. And Trump has no connection to reality at this point. And the Trump administration doesn't reward its people for being rational or being effective or good at their jobs or good for America. They're only rewarded and judged by their loyalty to Trump. They have to worship Trump, the man. Otherwise, they're not allowed to have any power or any voice within the administration because Trump believes he is always right, never wrong, even though he's obviously totally wrong about this war, a war that he announced victory multiple times, and yet we're still losing. The U.S. is losing badly, but Trump doesn't see it because, again, he's completely delusional. And his administration is made up of war criminals like Pete Hegseth, who brags about the total destruction of civilian infrastructure and the mass slaughter of non-military personnel in target countries. He openly brags about it. And mark my words, people like Pete Hegseth are going to be criminally prosecuted for war crimes and also violating various U.S. laws. Trump himself has violated U.S. law. He has waged a war without congressional approval. For one thing, that's just for starters. What Trump is doing is illegal. What he's approving are war crimes, crimes against humanity. And anyone who stays with him much longer is probably going to be added to the list of those who will be criminally prosecuted once the Democrats sweep back into power, which now looks inevitable. I mean, think about it. Trump had a mandate from the American people. He won the election. He claimed to put America first. He was going to get us out of these wars. He's going to reinvest in America, bring back jobs and industry and so much more. And what did he do instead? He threw it all away to appease Israel, who probably has blackmail material over his head. He threw it all away. He sacrificed America and the MAGA movement in order to appease Netanyahu. And as a result, Trump has destroyed not only his own legacy, but also the GOP for many elections yet to come. He has basically handed America over to the Democrats. And from day one, the minute Democrats sweep into power, they're going to dismantle every single thing that the Trump administration put in place, including border protection. They're going to open up the borders, invite millions of people to come right back in. And on top of that, the Democrats are going to criminally prosecute ICE officials and Trump administration officials. And you know what? I will not defend Trump administration officials. I will not defend ICE officials. I'm no fan of the policies of the Democrats. But these Trump officials, they are criminals. And they absolutely need to be indicted. They need to be thrown in prison. And if the Democrats are going to pursue that, I won't protest it. It actually needs to be done. Not that the Democrats themselves are completely innocent of everything, you know, insider trading, but the crimes of the Trump administration make the crimes of the Democrats look pale in comparison. I mean, yeah, sure, Nancy Pelosi, a bunch of insider trading. But Trump, you know, his administration is a bunch of insider trading while committing genocide and starting new wars that might ultimately kill millions of people. That's a whole different level of criminality. And yes, they all need to be prosecuted. So I will watch in awe as the Democrats prosecute dozens of top Trump officials, and I will absolutely applaud it. I mean, I went to bat for Trump so many times over the last decade, so many times. I sacrificed so much of my own reach, my own business, in order to try to defend Trump. And what did we get in return? We all got bitch slapped in the face by a traitor who sold us out for Zionism. That's what we got. So yeah, I'm done. I'm done defending Trump or any of his officials. They should all go to prison, as far as I'm concerned. And there's nothing that Trump can do to bring that back around. Nothing at this point. He's done. His administration is spiraling. We're going to see more officials leave. Probably Tulsi Gabbard next, because how can she remain part of this war criminal empire? She'll probably leave. And there will be others. And one by one, they will walk away from this because they can see what's coming. They can see that mass criminal prosecutions are awaiting anybody who stays in the Trump administration and continues to take part in these war crimes and also crimes against America. Because what Trump is doing is blatantly illegal domestically, not to mention internationally. So there's a lot of people who don't want to go to jail over this and don't want their reputations ruined. There's a lot of people who might want to run for public office in the future, like Tulsi Gabbard. And right now, the best way that she can add credibility to her name, because she is a good person. I mean, legitimately, she's a person who has morals and values, and I don't know how she's remained silent so far through this, but if she wants to run for office, the best way to add credibility is to denounce the Trump administration and walk away. That would make Tulsi Gabbard a hero and put her in line for the presidency in 2028. Because J.D. Vance doesn't have a chance. Not anymore. He's going down with the Trump Titanic here. Marco Rubio, yeah, always a joke, always a neocon. And Tulsi Gabbard could have a shot at this. There's even talk of Tucker Carlson, but I'm not sure that Tucker Carlson wants that kind of heat of, you know, running for president or something. I would rather see Tucker Carlson just remain America's best journalist, because he's the best at what he does, no question about it. And he's got a very valuable role to play for years to come, as do we all in one way or another. And I encourage you to join me in denouncing the war crimes of the Trump administration. And you can follow my work at brightvideos.com. You can catch my articles at naturalnews.com. And you can also check out all of our free downloadable audiobooks now, full-length audiobooks, at brightlearn.ai, or technically just go to books.brightlearn.ai. And thanks for listening. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Rangers store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets,
Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.